بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تشعر فاضل الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت تبرير دورات الشاكين محمد اختصر نور الله مركزه. ٹائٹل ہے قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقشے بتانے آب گل آب گل. قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقشے بتانے آب و گل. دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل. دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتانے سنگ دل. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتانے سنگ دل. دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل. قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل. قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل. لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتانے سنگ دل. خالق دل پہ دوستوں جس نے فدا کیا ہے دل. خالق دل پہ دوستوں جس نے فدا کیا ہے دل. کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل. سارے جہاں کے اہل دل کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل. سارے جہاں کے اہل دل. قیمت زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر. قیمت زندگی تیری میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر. ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری. ننگے جہان آب و گل. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتانے سنگ دل. دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر. دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر. کیوں قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقشے بتانے آب و گل. قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقشے بتانے آب و گل. فانی بتوں کا غم نہ کر. کیوں دیکھ یہ غم ہے عارضی. فانی بتوں کا غم نہ کر دیکھ یہ غم ہے عارضی. فرحت دو جہاں ہے جو فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے اس غم جاویداں سے مل فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے اس غم جاویداں سے مل This year is very very important for us inshallah بس توجہ چاہوں گا اردو سے توجہ چاہوں گا
رہتا ہے بدگمان کیوں جہل سے اپنے دور دور رہتا ہے بدگمان کیوں جہل سے اپنے دور دور جا کے کبھی تو ایک بار آ کے کبھی تو ایک بار حضرت اہل دل سے مل آ کے کبھی رہتا ہے بدگمان کیوں جہل سے اپنے دور دور آ کے کبھی تو ایک بار حضرت اہل دل سے مل دل کو ملا ہے درد دل صحبت اہل درد سے دل کو ملے گا درد دل صحبت اہل درد سے صحبت اہل درد سے ورنہ تھا ناشنا دل ورنہ تھا ناشنا دل اختر ہمارا آب و گل ورنہ تھا ناشنا دل اختر ہمارا آب و گل دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو بھی ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتان سنگ دل قیمت زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ حسن ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری ننگ جہان آب و گل ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتان سنگ دل
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولى العظيم قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ لو نقش بتا آب و گل گو اینڈ سی ان دا گریوز واٹ دا کنڈیشن آف پیپل آر دیٹ یہ ان دس ورلڈلی لائف دے ور لوکنگ سو بیوٹیفل سو ہینڈسم بٹ گو اینڈ سی واٹ دا کنڈیشن ان دا قبر آن ون اوکیزن ان اے اجتماع ان رائے ونڈ مولانا یوسف کاندیوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کیم ٹو میک بیان General Haq Nawaz Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, narrated this to me himself, and from whom I learned quite a bit of tabligh work, and alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the occasion to be many times with him. So he said it was the first time he went for Ijtima Rail, and being in the army, the general of the Air Force, he was given VIP treatment, he was given place right in front by the stage. So he made an objection a bit loudly. that why don't they introduce the speaker? Everywhere else, Jalsa, you have they introduce the speaker, etc. So they must introduce the speaker. So Maulana had it himself. When he sat down, he started from there, his bayan. That he said, I'll introduce myself. That I was one drop of semen. Napa, dirty, filthy, nobody likes it, nobody wants to. Just touches little, you feel so dirty, you have to bath, you have to wash it off, everything. And this is just my in-between form. And my end form again, I'll be in the qabr. That is what I'll introduce myself. So this is what a person is. Judge Akbar Allahabadi, Rahmatullah Ali, was the judge of the High Court when the British were ruling India. He says, kai baar humne ye dekha, how many times we saw this, jinka naksha, kya hai? Jiska naksha, who were very, very beautiful. Jab kabre kohan unki ukhri, when the graves, old graves opened up, nobody was left even now to throw sand, fill the grave, look after it, the grave opened, na azwe badan tha, na tare kafan tha. There wasn't a single part of the body left, there wasn't one strand of the kafan also that was left. Of course, this is for people who are not pious, who have got gunas also, but who are the righteous and the pious. Last week we were in Amzinto, there was a funeral of the Muazzin's wife. So we also went to the Qabristan. So Maulana Usman Kadwa, the Ahmad Barakatum, pointed out to me few qabars, and quite a few qabars they have reburied. When they opened, the 100% fresh. The body was fresh, the kafan was fresh, nothing. And how many years, 20, 30, 40 years have passed. But otherwise, in 3 days already, everything starts to disintegrate. So it's up to us also, how we live our life. A person who loves his life, there are three categories, three registers. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when a person dies, in which your name will be registered. One is the register of the kuffar, non-believers, Allah save us completely from that. That there is total destruction for that person. The adab at the time of before mort in the qabr, Allah save us from that. The other register is for those who are believers, but they did gunas also and they haven't made tawbah of their gunas. So they also will be in big problems. They will reach Jannah finally, but they will go via adab in the qabr, and no small thing. In this world we can't tolerate one mosquito at night. We can't tolerate one fly during the day. How it disturbs us, goes into the nose, goes into the ears. The more you try and let it fly away, the more it troubles you. In the qabr won't be flies and mosquitoes. Allah save us. And then on the day of Qiyamah, the humiliation, the psychological adab also, and the physical adab also, and in Jahannam, what to say? So Allah save us. Then the third register is of the righteous and the pious, who made tawbah of all the gunas, who stayed away from gunas. They go and they are those people whose bodies remain intact. We all cherish it. We all wish for it. But it's just not a matter of dreaming and well wishing. It is make staying away from guna, every type of guna, and to be regular with tawbah and istighfar. One young student writes, I should have brought it, should have been better. He says, I find myself all the time in guna. And he's very, very pious, genuinely. What guna? Pride, ujab, thinking, self-conceit. So he realizes that even if I'm in the masjid, and even if I'm in namaz, I'm doing things for sure, that he feels that way. And this is all my guna. And a person like that who makes tawbah all the time, that person will be saved of all this. And one dua that we should make regularly, that oh Allah, at all times, now and particularly at the time of Maut, Qabr, and on the day of Qiyamah, let there not be one guna in my record of deeds. And oh Allah, I'm so terrible, kamina, I'm so base, a person that can't appreciate anything, that I couldn't make one neki my whole life. Gunas I've made plenty, but you are so great and so merciful, you convert gunas into sawabs. So Allah, please, you convert all my gunas into sawabs. And let there be only sawabs in my record of deeds. A person who dies like that, his mort comes Mubarak. May Allah bless us all for that. Dono jahan tabah hai, jisne diya hai, unko dil. In both the worlds, the person is totally destroyed who gave the people of this world his heart. Anything, your car you gave your heart to, your business you gave your house. In fact, medical practitioners say one type of mental illness, sort of one of madness, one type which was not in Muslim people before, but now which is coming common in the Muslim people. And the cause of that is that a person wants everything to be ideal and perfect. Like in the house, that glass must be 100% put like that. That this thing in the house, the toilet you are so particular, the bathroom you are so particular, all the time it's working on your mind. This must be like this, this must be like that. This causes that mental problem. And then in normally old age they go senile then. This is that this love of this dunya. So a person who gave his heart to his house, every small thing, this was when you go and buy something, no, it's not right. It must be a different, you go and buy some more. Allah gave you money, you just spend it. You put in this, you put in that, you are just worried about it. Doesn't mean also you are untidy and dirty and unorganized, in between the line. And a beautiful measurement for this is that if anyone comes to your house, they mustn't say this house is neglected, it's dirty, it's not maintained. And neither must they feel they are in a show house. That here everything is so ideal and so perfect in between the two. It's not too much of dunya also, and don't be so unorganized also or dirty, and things are just lying around and you feel, no, I'm a big buzurg, Allah wala, I don't worry, and all the dirt accumulating and everything, and no, in between the two. So that person and many people, how many people today, sports became, it was just entertainment, a pastime. It became a religion, and now it is a god. People die for sports. They give their lives for sports. People for business, they give their lives. Person who does his business for earning, to live a peaceful life, but then he gets so busy, like Mufti Saab was saying just now, so busy in earning, you can't answer a phone call, you can't go to the toilet. Now what are you earning for? To which Allah Ta'ala says, لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. Don't become like those people who forgot Allah. The result was they were made to forget themselves. The very purpose why you are earning to live a comfortable life. Now you got no time. And in here, unfortunately, the principles which non-Muslims have learned from us, we should again take those principles. They close the shop at 5, finish, doors are closed. Tomorrow we will talk business. Now it's family time. But for us, no family time. Business, pay ha, all the time. We are earning more than enough. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says some the wealthy people of Pakistan were connected with Hazrat also. They made, were measured out Hazrat and they placed in front of us. We got this factory, we got that income, we got this. And now, and for such people, more all the time it opens up, open here also, open there. So they asked Hazrat. Hazrat thought for a while, then Hazrat said, which means I put in a very nice poetic form, jab tum zyada kamane lagoge, when you start earning more, to mere paas kam aane lagoge, when you start coming less to me, your left time, now you'll be busy with your business all the time. And this occupies you mentally, emotionally, more than 24 hours. It's so taxing. Physically also, how much? How much you can earn, you need, you do so much. Otherwise, see to yourself. We don't see to ourselves. See to your family. We don't see to that. Everything is a rush. Even you go for Umrah, you take out time. But that also is, and there also, you are doing business. And messages are coming on your phone. There's that. You're not free anywhere. Finally, mort will come and take you out of everything. Zalim nakar hayat ko nazre bita sang dil. Zalim is a term normally referred to somebody who is dear to you. Your own child, your family member, a friend. But he is doing wrong. He is not doing what is right. So normally they refer to such a person as a zalim. not in the literal meaning of the word, figurative meaning. You are so dear, but what you doing? So don't make makar hayat ko, your life, nazre buta. Don't sacrifice your life for these idols. All these things besides Allah Ta'ala are idols. Whether it is for your car, you're so particular. Whether it is your garden, whether it's your bathroom, your bedroom, your house. Whatever it is which you go. You see young boys, young girls. But at kurta, how they go, they must have that particular. And today kurtas also brand names. Burkas also brand names. And that also fashion. Burka, fashion in burka also. What burka was supposed to be, and completely opposite. And they'll go from shop to shop in Makkah Sharif, Medina. They say we gone for Umrah. But they are going from shop to shop to find that ideal thing, what they were looking for. And if they don't find it, hearts are sore that we didn't get what we want. Or if they were short of money, they couldn't buy, pay the price for that. Because for brand names, one lady, she just put an ordinary burqa and she just took the tag and put it on her burqa. And that's all they want to boast in front of all. I'm wearing that brand name, that brand name. So we just fool ourselves with that. So zalim nakar hayat ko, nazre buta, sang, dil. Oh, you whose heart is gone so hard. You are such a person that you don't understand reality. And dunya's things you're just giving preference to. Qeemat hayat ki na thi jab tak mehas thi aab o gir. We didn't know the value of life until we knew only the value of sand and water. The dunya's things, sand and water, we made of sand and water. Buildings are made of sand, water, stone. That all, our cars, material things. Until you got value of those things, the value of life is not in you. You don't know what is the value of life. Forget moments, hours and years past, just wasted. How many years are just passed through wasted? But a person who knows the value for what Allah has made him, he won't waste one moment also. And Allah is so kind. When you can't exert yourself more, Allah has given so many other avenues. Maulana Qamar al-Zaman sahab rahmatullah alayh so beautifully says, when you are old now, you can't do amal, you are weak now, and you are sickly now. So now, start making amal with niyat, make niyats. And where you can reach with niyats, how we read previously, that how our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh, that give me a life of 120 years, give me a life of Umr al-Nuh, give me a long, long life, and all just for the sake of deen. So according to your niyat, you're going to get your sawab. That not one moment must be spent in, forget guna is too big a thing. In unmindfulness, not even one moment of mindfulness. So this is what is important. And this you cannot read about it. You have to stay with those people who have made their lives valuable. Then it will rub off onto you. Lazzat-e zindagi in approach jab mila hai dard-e dil. What are you asking? What is the enjoyment of life? Since a person gets the love of Allah Ta'ala. The whole life, everything. And this changes not only your ibadat, even your marriage life, even your business, your everything. When you have the love of Allah, that salt of the love of Allah, that sugar in the tea of the love of Allah, it changes everything. What a wonderful cup of tea. There is green masala also, the tea masala. There is zafran also in that cup of tea, but no sugar, it's not sweetened. You just put it to your lips and you move the cup away, without thinking also. The salt, biryani, what biryani, in which what spices were put, but they forgot the salt. Then you don't, just add the salt of the love of Allah. You are making ibadat, you are making tahajjud also, you are going in jamaat, you are keeping nafil, but just add the salt of the love of Allah, or the sugar in the tea of the love of Allah, and see then what enjoyment you get. Khalik-e dil pe dosto, jisne fida kiya hai dil. A person, that was first in the previous stanza, that if you gave your life for material things, for dunya's things, yeah, if you gave your life on the creator of the heart, you're giving your heart, so don't give to your heart to somebody, to the things of this dunya, to the woman of this dunya, to your lust and your desire. They didn't give you a heart. Allah gave you your heart. So give your heart to Allah. And a person who gave his heart to Allah, he has done the right thing, logical thing also. But what else? Kehte hai usko ahle dil saare jahan ke ahle dil. The people who have got hearts, that is spiritual hearts, they recognize this person immediately that he's also got a heart. He's also Allah wala. Wherever you go in the world, you'll meet somebody 2 minutes at an airport, you'll make out this is Allah wala. And he'll make out you are Allah wala. But if you haven't got that, nobody will recognize you wherever you go. And not only Muslims, but even non-Muslims will recognize you. Allah has made it such that those who have given their life for Allah, Allah makes the non-Muslims also recognize them. We are absolutely nothing, but at least we have the slavery of our mashayikh, particularly our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. When we went to Robinson Clinic here for a blood test, so there was a colored person, and then he told me one time, many times, what great respect you should do my work for me. One time he says, when you come, I just see there's something different about you. I can't explain it, but non-Muslim. But he just feels, he says, I just see something very different in you. So we are absolutely, we know what, how sinful, how bad we are. But you just get this little bit, see how animals, how non-Muslims also, and even Muslim people, how they will be prepared to give their lives. Qeemat-e zindagi meri, teri khushi pe munhasir. The value of my life, to make life valuable, is that you give your life for Allah Ta'ala. And then to make it more valuable. Qeemat-e zindagi meri, teri khushi pe munhasir. Not only fulfilling the commands of Allah, but looking for the pleasure of Allah. One is somebody, and this is all, Allah has kept it. Also one very important thing that we should understand, that to get Allah Ta'ala is through Ahlullah. And also, so what does it mean through Ahlullah? Not only becoming bad, but what you make them happy. You make them happy, Allah will be happy with you. And so the method of gaining the pleasure of Allah is how much you make your Shaykh happy. In that way you will get the more the pleasure of Allah. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, which our Shaykh taught us many times, that Allah wala are not Allah. Allah is Allah. Allah wala are separate. But they are not separate from Allah also. There is no shirk in yet. And the example he gives, nobody can deny the example. The rays of the sun are not the sun. But where you will find the rays of the sun, you're going to find the sun also. You can't get the rays of the sun without the sun. But to say the rays of the sun are the sun, that is also wrong. They are not the sun. But they are, where the rays of the sun are, the sun will be there. So Allah wala also are not Allah. Allah is Allah wahdahu, la sharika lahu. But wherever you will find Allah wala, you will find, and it's proved in so many hadith. Hadith al-Qudsi, that my banda, when I was ill, you didn't come and visit me. Ya Allah, you become ill, you don't. When my banda was ill, you should go and visit him. You should find me there. This also, we should see everywhere, to go visit the sick. The object is the psychological thing, to give comfort to the person. So if, for example, doctor said, you must have total rest, now don't go. But what you can do today, mashallah, how many friends, send the emails, very nice emails, it makes you happy. Make a phone call. So don't put text and pressure on the person. One, if you go there and you sit for long, now you are causing inconvenience. So just like if today very easy, you just send an email. And he sees this person, think of me making dua, he feels nice about it. So anyway, so to find Allah, when you have made some Allah wala, and if he's your shaykh, what you say? He is happy with you. Be sure Allah is happy with you. And you want Allah to become more happy with you, then you also more, you make him happy. So the more, not only the company, but even first to bring, to come into the silsila, we have to understand you will only find Allah, which Mufti Ali Bhai just now also mentioned of Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, kapra milta hai kapre walo se, dood milta hai dood walo se, Allah milta hai Allah walo se. But now when you have found Allah, you want to make Allah more happy. Make Allah, these people more happy. And really those who had that opportunity of making them happy, Allah wala, their work gets done. Without any effort from their side. And that also I can't express enough shukr to Allah ever for our asatiza, our akabir, that Allah put me in the right place, the right time, and gave me the tawfiq to do the right thing. And when they became so happy, then just the du'as, and not even verbal du'as, just that happiness from the heart, that is a great du'a. And that makes all your work. Qeemat-e zindagi meri teri khushi pe munhasib. The value of my life is totally limited to your pleasure. How much you are happy with me, that's the value of my life. So a person, the more he makes Allah happy, the more the value of his life is. But today, generally, we have attached our value with material things. Your value is the kind of car you drive, how many zeros you got in your bank balance. Zero. But how many zeros you got in your bank balance, that's your value. The kind of house you live in, that's your value. We've totally misunderstood. Value is of material, of spiritual things, of connection with Allah, of deen. Qualities that a person has got, those are things of value. Varna hai khaak tan meri, nange jahan aab gir. Varna hai khaak. My body otherwise is only sand. It's nothing. Tan meri, nange jahan. And it is the whole world. We'll say, what is this body? Nothing whatsoever. What is a body? And when you go into the qabr, it will just turn into sand again. What's the value of that? Dekh kisi ki khaak par hasti na apni khaak kar. Dekh kisi ki khaak par. Dekh kisi ki khaak par. Seeing the sand of somebody, hasti na apni khaak kar. Don't make your own life also sand. Today, value is attached with material things. So somebody who is earning well, I must also become a rich man. I must also have degrees, and degrees are not for the sake of degrees, for the sake of earning also more money, more value. So don't you look at the outward value of people, dunya's value, and you also make your value according to material things. Qabr mein jaake dekh ke naqsh-e buta aap ho gir. When you go in the qabr, you will see that those people who are like beautiful idols, whatever it is, those women of the dunya, or whether it is those beautiful sprawling gardens, those wonderful houses, those big businesses, all those things, when you go in the qabr, you will see that everything is just turned to sand. In Nepal now at the moment, how the people were living, in a few seconds, what destruction. What is all? A person who was a multi-millionaire is now not to be found. He's in the rubble somewhere. Everything. So if that was value, then now why you lost your value suddenly? But if you have deen in you, the value of that person is even now. At all times, the value of his will remain. And in fact, when there is deen, then Allah Ta'ala even saves of such catastrophes and such difficulties. But when there isn't deen, you're building a dream castle, a bubble. You are just building a bubble, and a bubble burst also just like that. Qabro mein jaake dekh to naqshe buta aap ho gir. Fani buton ka gham na kar, dekh ye gham hai aarzi. Don't be sorrowful of the temporary things of this dunya. In this dunya, difficulties will come, sometimes some health problem, sometimes some some nuqsan. A deal went bad, it went wrong. You lost by the millions in that deal. And sometimes you met up with an accident. All that, all these are temporary things. Don't, fani bhuto ka gham na kar, dekh, ye gham hai arzi. That the sorrow of yours is also temporary. So don't worry about it. And this is, mashallah, there are those people who have reached that stage. With little bit of effort, that they do suffer some problem. But they overcome it very easily. They are human beings. Naturally, they are human beings. They will feel sorrow. But they don't go in a depression. They don't go to the state that they want to commit suicide, etc. They are in limits of everything. And that itself is such a great nearmat. Those people, one person, in Azadbar, many years ago, his fire caught in his shop. He became mad, bending his head against the wall, etc. He went totally mad. So when the love of dunya is like this, little nuksan in your dunya and you can't take it. So this is azab in this dunya already. And how many other people who commit suicide, who do funny things. فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے اس غم جاویدا سے مل فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے the enjoyment which is of the two worlds اس غم جاویدا سے مل go enjoying with that sorrow which is of the two worlds. That is that you must Allah has made it such, everyone desire of guna is there, desire of wonderful dunya, whether it is by haram or even by halal, you become unmindful. This dunya, you get so involved. Your jamaat namaz, sometimes many business people will say themselves that our namaz asr, just 5 minutes before maghrib we make. Then we just rush and clear and we make our maghrib also. This dunya, even halal dunya overtakes a person. And haram dunya, then what to say? So this all, farhat do jahan jo hai, the enjoyment of the two worlds is ghami jawira se mil. Go and join and acquire that sorrow of the two worlds. And that is the love of Allah. You acquire that and you will get the enjoyments of the two worlds also. Rehta hai bad guma kyun jahal se apne dur. Ujaz mashallah at this point said, all we should listen properly to these points. But many of us don't understand Urdu. The poem is, why are you living with bad gumani, with evil thoughts about Allah wala, etc. Jahal se apne dur, all because of your ignorance. It isn't in reality that there are something wrong with them, but it is your ignorance that you are staying far, far from them. Jaake kabhi to ek baar Hazrat ahle dil se mil, go at least sometimes with a clean heart and meet these people and see how your world will change. How not only your life, your whole world will change. Go meet with these people who are the true ashiqan of Allah Ta'ala and see what enjoyment will come in your world. And there are two things. One is the person must be also like that. He must be also Allah wala. Don't go up a wrong tree. You're supporting a wrong person. First make sure that he's the right person. And the second thing which is even more important, you must have in you that I want to meet Allah. If you are going to meet Allah wala, just to see how my life will change. But you haven't got the desire to find Allah. You are meeting Allah Ta'ala because you got a problem, financial problem, marriage problem, some other thing. That's why you are making ta'alluq, then you're not going to find anything. You are meeting Allah Ta'ala for some other dunya's purpose, etc. To have a nice life or to use the name of the Shaykh and to make yourself shine, to score points, etc. Then you won't get this enjoyment. But when you meet them, for the purpose, he also himself is such that he his connection with Allah, and you also meeting him for the connection of Allah Ta'ala, then that person will see really what great enjoyment he gets. Dil ko mila hai dard dil sohbate ahle dard se. Dil ko mila hai dard dil, the heart found the love of Allah Ta'ala, sohbate ahle dard se, by the company of those people who had the love of Allah. And when your niyat was correct also, and you wanted that love of Allah, and you went to meet the people who have got the love of Allah, then you will find everything. If you go to a plumber because you got cancer, and you go and sit by the plumber and they expect him, he must treat you. How can you get right? No, go to the right person. And then go for the purpose you went also. You go to a great doctor who treats cancer, etc. But you go there and you take a picnic basket and you make picnic with him. You're not doing the job what you're supposed to do, telling your condition, let him treat you, take your treatment. So the person must be the right person and you must approach him for the right, with the right niyat, and in the right and appropriate manner also. Then there is absolutely no doubt. And yeah, then Allah takes over. And Allah will definitely, and mashallah, how many hundreds and thousands of people are getting this benefit. ورنہ تھا تھا نہ فنائے درد پہلے اختر ہمارے آب و گل ورنہ تھا نہ فنائے درد وائس آل دس آور لو دیٹ وی ہے اینڈ دیٹ از آلسو وہ ان فیکٹ ون آف آور فرینڈس مولانا زکریا آف یو کے دس مجلس ماشاء اللہ اینڈ ہی پریپیئرز پراپرلی فار ہز مجلس سو ہی ٹولڈ می دس ون لائن ان دس کتاب روح کی بیماریاں اور ان کا علاج ہی سیز آئی ڈونٹ انڈرسٹینڈ دس ون لائن اینڈ واٹ از دیٹ لائن دیٹ بائی دا سالک دا پرسن ہو از واکنگ ٹوورڈز اللہ تعالی مسٹ بی ویری ویری اپریہینسو اینڈ اسٹے اوے فرام یگ بوائز اینڈ فیمیلس Because, he says, by the barakat of zikr, the sensitivity that is activated in a person can fall prey to these great, great dangers which are lurking on this way. So he didn't understand it, so alhamdulillah, Allah gave me tawfiq, he was very happy. So I explained to him that by making zikr, the sensitivity, you can translate it here, understand it, which the love is created, a yearning is created, just general. By making zikrullah properly, a yearning, a love is created in a person. And this is supposed to go to Allah. Now the salik who is still kacha, who is still raw, who is still immature, and he can, by coming in contact with females, that love which has been now developed in it can go towards females. And very easily it can go towards young boys also. Now that yearning in your, that love is there, but now the direction is necessary. So therefore, the salik, the person who is walking towards Allah, it's extremely important during that initial stages, he must totally abandon contact with other women in any way whatsoever, even jais whatsoever, because that yearning will pull him that way easily. Young boys also, and it's total poison for a salik. He'll destroy himself totally. Because that love, the more stronger, the more your zikr, the more the love of Allah is developed. The more the yearning and the love is developed. And you can go and destroy yourself totally. And how many people went in this wrong way? So therefore, the salik must be very careful at that stages, that this must not incline little bit towards women, towards young boys, and in fact, to all other things also. That yearning, you can now fall in love with your house, with your business, with your car, and these things you can not only make them your religion, but your God, your profession. And today, the studies, they just don't come to an end. All the time studying, more degrees, all these various things, all the time. That now when it has been developed, now it must be directed towards Allah. And see what results you will get when you get the love of Allah. In this beautiful poem, Hazrat has explained these valuable points. This is the month of Rajab, which is associated with Namaz. Mi'raj, the 27th of Rajab, is famous for the time of Mi'raj and the great, the sum total of Mi'raj is Namaz. With regard to which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, اُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. Make tilawat of the kitab which has been revealed. And this is a direct command to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make tilawat. اُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. And then establish namaz also. وَإِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Namaz will stop you from fahsha, lewd acts, shameless deeds, walmunkar, and all evil deeds which people generally also regard as evil, bad things, bad habit, having a very hard heart, having a tongue that is terrible, that speaks so terrible things, swearing, humiliating, all that, you know, munkar. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرِ. And the zikr of Allah is the greatest thing. So in this ayah, there are three main subjects. Tilawat of Quran Sharif, namaz, and the benefits of namaz, and then zikr. In the middle is namaz. That is the object here. In order to make your namaz valuable, and to realize the benefits of namaz, first is tilawat of kitab. اتلو ما اوحي اليك من الكتاب. That what Allah has revealed to you, and tilawat doesn't mean tafsir. Many people, modernists also, they want to study tafsir, but they're not making tilawat. The starting point is tilawat, to read Quran Sharif. Even how many of our good friends also say, they are teaching a hips class, but they are not making their own tilawat. You are teaching tafsir in a madrasa, Jalalain, tafsir kitabs, but you are not making tilawat. And Maulana Ahmed Khanpuri, Damat Barakatum, says that how many madrasas he went to in India. The ustads who are teaching the top hadith kitabs, but when you are questioning them about the tilawat, no tilawat in their lives. Tilawat is a basic important thing. And also, some madrasas, Maulana Ahmed Khanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, say, Damat Barakatum, says, the principal told Maulana speak about making namaz with jamaat. When he first spoke to the ustads, they told that's our private affair. Namaz is a public affair with jamaat. Namaz is not a private affair, unless you have a valid excuse, but namaz is a public affair. You have to make it with a jamaat. And from here also, many people got a misconception about ikhlas. That ikhlas means that nobody must see ma'amal, nobody must know. If that was the meaning of ikhlas, Allah shouldn't have made namaz with jamaat wajib. Then Allah should have said, read it like women. They must read it in the most remote corner of their houses. Even in their houses, not in a very public place, but in the most remote corner they should make the namaz. Allah should give that command for us. For Hajj, Allah should say that don't go for Hajj to Makkah Sharif. Make your own Kaaba and your own Arafat and Muzdalifa and Mina in your garden. You see that you raise your walls also 2 meters more higher, so that nobody sees you making Hajj. No, there the whole world is seeing you. The whole world is aware that you are going for Hajj. So ikhlas doesn't mean that nobody must see you. Ikhlas means that whether people see you or don't see you, it must be for Allah Ta'ala. And also ikhlas, our Bizarks, Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah, others have defined ikhlas, that to do what is riya, to do things for show. Riya is that you do something about a dini matter, but لِغَرَزٍ دُنْيَوِيٍ. For example, you make namaz for dunya's benefit. Like for example, you know there is a wealthy man around, and now you make your namaz even more to impress him. So that is for dunya's. Or لِغَرَزٍ فَاسِدٍ. Mullah Ali Qari says لِغَرَزٍ فَاسِدٍ. And even, so even your dini objects, you do it for riya, for show. But the gharazin dini, for a dini object, then that is not riya. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that the Shaykh himself, the riya al-Shaykh abzalu min ikhlasil murid. The riya of the Shaykh is more better than the ikhlas of the murid. The murid is being referred to who is just a new person stuff. He doesn't know. MashaAllah, Yusuf wrote one letter. He said, I didn't know anything about Allah, about deen, about that. MashaAllah. So a person didn't know what is ikhlas. So he is ikhlas, that person. And the Shaykh, who, for example, always makes his tahajjud quietly. But when murids have come, he comes and do it in front of them, so that they can also be encouraged. So he's not doing it to show, he's doing it to encourage them. That is riya, but that is not permitted only, but it is praiseworthy. And there is great reward for that riya. So it's very important. Otherwise, many people who don't understand, they give up. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, a person makes regularly ishraq namaz. One day it's so, and when he makes his ishraq, by then all the people are gone. Masjid is empty. So nobody sees him. One day he saw somebody still there. Already ishraq time, but that person, the masjid is not empty today. So he says, I won't make my ishraq, that person will see me. He didn't make the amal, and he got the guna of riya. He didn't make namaz, not for Allah's sake, his wuzu broke, we haven't got himmat to make wuzu again, I can't make ishraq without wuzu. Or anything else, he didn't make his ishraq to show that person, that I'm not making ishraq, that I'm not pious, I'm not holy. So he didn't do the amal, that also sawab he lost. And you got the guna of riya also. That is riya in there. Hey, though it is, outwardly he didn't do the amal, but that is riya. So if he, whenever, and this also many people feel, our good friends also ask that we make bayan, for example, people praise. So what must we do? Must we stop doing our amal? Stop giving bayans? No, refresh your niyat. Before every amal, sincerely, that I'm doing this, my namaz, my bayan, whatever I'm doing, solely for Allah Ta'ala. And after that, if you get the thought that I'm doing it for show, that is wasawis. That is shaitan's waswasa, because shaitan doesn't want you to do. And for safety's sake, which is very important, at the end make tawbah istighfar. But anyway, Allah has commanded here, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. The first tilawat of kitab, may Allah. And now for Ramzan, start getting into the group. Otherwise, how many, so sadly, many of our friends don't make one khatam in Ramzan. There are those brothers who don't touch the Quran in Ramzan. Whereas the basic right of the Quran is, or at least one khatam during the year, one khatam in Ramzan. So that is one. وَطْلُ مَا أُحْيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. And then, إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. Not وَسَلُّ الصَّلَاةِ. Don't perform your namaz. Don't make your namaz. Iqamati salah means that you perform namaz as namaz, what the requirements of namaz. Properly. The major things, you must have wuzu, you must be parked, your clothes must be parked, you're facing qibla, all those things. Then with the more details also. How much more you make your namaz. You read in 3 times, subhanallah, try and increase it to 5. Subhana Rabbil Ala, try and increase it to 5, 7. How much you can make your namaz more valuable. Instead of just going up, down in your namaz, make your namaz with peace of mind, with contentment of heart. How much you can make your namaz, make it valuable. Everything, wa aqimis salah. And then that namaz, which is with iqamati salah, not sallu salah. My Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that people say namaz parli. I read my namaz. This you must have in your fikr, namaz qabul bi hui ke nahi. Is my namaz accepted also or not? Nobody is so stupid that he makes an application for a visa for anything and he says, mashallah, I made my application. All the time he's worried to get the visa. Whether my application has been accepted or not, for anything else also, whatever you applied for, just making the application is, you have to do that. And that is good, you reach to that stage, but to be happy and go and give a party now, I made my application. Hey, no, wait for it till you get your namaz also, and this is also that we will know whether our namazes are accepted or not when we go in the qabr. So till that time we have to be worried all the time. Make our namazes and have this concern. And whoever has this concern, his namazes will improve all the time. And if a person who just feels I made namaz, undoubtedly Buzurgan have said, Buzurgan Deen for encouragement have told us, when you got the topic of making the next namaz, Allah accepted the previous namaz. That's why you got topic. But don't just be satisfied with that also. Like many of us, we just find one thing and we cling onto that one thing. Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, when you are reading Quran Sharif and you feel sleepy, close your Quran and sleep away. Because you'll read wrong now, you'll read upside down. But now some people took it so strong that whenever they just start after Fajr, they start reading or feeling sleepy. Mawlana said, you must put that Quran away. And you go and sleep away. Anytime. Whenever the occasion comes, close the Quran and go and sleep. No, understand, to understand bayan, also we need intelligence. Otherwise, we will, whatever is said in the bayan, and if we do it just literally, many times we'll do the very, very wrong things. There are a lot of examples of that. Anyway, so wa aqimis salah, the iqamati salah. That namaz is inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Many people have got this lewd habits of this. They say we are addicted to porn, we are addicted to looking at other women. All that, namaz is the answer. And all our deeny things, you don't need big, big prescriptions and that. Simple, your simple panado is enough for you. Your simple doctor's prescription is enough for you. Namaz, our zikr, our tilawat. And this is what the Quran emphasizes right through. But we, one of the reason, one of the the problems of our pride, that we think these are too small things for us. Durood Sharif, what will it do for us? Istighfar, what? But these are the solutions to all our problems. These are the things that we must try and bring into our lives. So here we see that namaz, Allah says, all your big problems of fahsha, shameless deeds, involvement with other women, looking at porn, etc., all these evil deeds, munkar, all things which are detested, which are disliked, bad character, bad habits, in business, dealing in business badly, to be too hard and harsh in business, all those things, the insight of it is namaz. That your namaz becomes a proper namaz. That many of us, we got those problems, but in all that, we haven't got time for namaz. We don't make our namazes proper. So namaz is very, very important. And the namaz Allah put in the madad. Tilawat of Quran, and at the end, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Allah said, the dhikr of Allah is the greatest of all amal. So tilawat, you must be in place. Your zikr must be in place. Your namaz will come in place. When your namaz is in place, you won't have to give up gunas. Gunas will leave you alone. Gunas will run away from you. Like now, or season of autumn, you see the leaves are just falling down. You don't have to use a stick to hit on the branches and to let the leaves fall down. Your back breaks picking up the leaves. In the morning you told your worker, see, I don't want any leaves here. You must be clean. I would like a very clean garden. By the evening you come, just so many leaves. You get angry upon him that you didn't do your work. He says, boss, what could I do? I picked up all the leaves, but they're just falling again. All the time they are falling. Gunas will leave you like that. If we will do our tilawat, our zikr, our namaz will come right. All these bad habits which we feel are impaired, I'm so addicted to porn, I'm so addicted to all other evils, etc. My tongue, I just can't get right. My anger, I can't get under control. This is all clear proof that your namaz is not in your order. And namaz is not in order because you're not making tilawat. You are not making zikr. And at this point, each one see for ourselves, what is the condition of my tilawat? What is the condition of my zikr? How much is it? And then my namaz. And if that is in order, then when you end your life, you got fahsha out of your life. You got munkar out of your life. People automatically will respect you. A person who doesn't have this inclination in your heart you have, but outwardly, like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, not one inclination towards Zulikha at such a time. Today we speak, we have to go for jihad, etc. But look at the Sahaba at the conquest of Baytul Muqaddas. Those people, they said, you cannot overpower these people in with your arms and your ammunition and with your numbers of your army. The way is to get them involved in guna. When they'll get involved in guna, unless help will go away from them, then you'll overrun them. But otherwise, they can be small in number. They haven't got even sandals for their feet, for their sure legs to wear. Their clothes, and what is their food? Dry roti in their pocket. The Taliban, when they feel hungry, just take out the dry roti, and not our roti, the thick naan. Break a piece and eat it, on top of it drink some water. But they've made the superpowers of the world, they defeated them. So what was all this? That insight quality. So they told them that in order to defeat them, take away the help of Allah. And in order to take away the help of Allah, get them involved in guna. Where they were stationed, in the army camp. And then they made a place for their namaz, like one tent for namaz. And they should walk from here to there 5 times a day for their namaz. These people put the most beautiful girls, laden with jewelry, and dressed them up and made them so beautiful. And with the instructions that if anyone touches you, wants to do, don't stop him. Entice him even more. But about how many 8 days or so passed, and they walked up and down for the 5 times namaz. They asked them what happened. They said, these people, as though we are just trees. They did not even from the side of their eyes look at us. Not one bit of inclination. That is when a person makes jihad. But when a person has got various objectives in mind, etc., what jihad will he make? So this all will come when we make our islah. And that is what in this Quran, and for this occasion, for the month of Rajab, when Allah has given this great, great gift of namaz. This namaz is no ordinary thing. It is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah let us realize and understand it. Try and read the kitab Anwar al-Salah. Listen to it on the website before Ramzan comes, so that our namazes, and mashallah, how many people who are so far, their whole lives have changed. One lady writes, when I just hear the word salah, oh, my whole life, that what they think namaz means. One other young girl, I was surprised, I didn't know, she's only about 20, but she in the UK, and when she started, it was some time ago, she wants to print Anwar al-Salah there. And with her own expenses, she wants to print it. And so impressed she is. But how many of us are impressed with our year we are having it right at the horse's mouth? But how many of us take the value of it? So namaz is a great gift which Allah has given. It isn't only a duty. And why Allah made it a duty? Something which was exceptionally important for us. Allah Ta'ala made it a duty. That, for example, one is, do you really want your children to benefit from you want to divide your inheritance in your lifetime? Your one son, daughter is in America, one in Canada, Australia. You tell them so and so date, you all must be here. And if you are not here, I'm going to deprive you completely. I'll punish you. I won't give you anything. All that is not for punishment's sake, in love's sake. You are doing that, you want to give them, and they must come. You want them to come, so you are giving them donkey. You are warning them, if you don't come, you'll get nothing. That is not your object, is not to punish them and give them nothing. Your object is, they must be here. So Allah, five times namaz, and all the warnings of not performing namaz, it's not that Allah is going to enjoy punishing us, and Allah is going to get some benefit. No, Allah wants to make it clear that you must come. I'm giving my huge, huge treasures I'm distributing every namaz time. And Allah has given that exclusively to the mu'mineen. May Allah let us appreciate and understand this, inshallah. Islahi Jalsa will be in what chapter? What days for you?
Third,
fourth, and fifth of Shaban, Juma, Saturday, Sanichar, and Itwar.
22nd, 23rd, and 24th
of May. About what, a month now? Less than a month. 4 weeks time. Please make effort, make dua for it, encourage brothers, we got friends, etc. So phone them also, encourage them, we ourselves also try and attend, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اشفعنا بشفائك وداونا بدوائك واعصمنا من الأوهال والجوع والأمراض برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. After namaz, I'd really like to meet everyone, but if you will excuse me, then inshallah I'll make salam now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Otherwise, I would like to meet everyone individually, but just going to take some rest.